If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off today, and Craig is on the line, waiting very patiently. Craig, hi, how are you?
Hey. Hey. Not bad. How are you doing?
Not bad myself. Justin, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, good. Yeah. Now that we've gotten all the pleasantries out of the way, let's talk about the unpleasantries. Craig, are you getting blown off by somebody?
I am indeed, yes.
All right. What's her name?
Her name is Danielle.
Okay, and what's her drama?
The drama is, she's not getting back to me, and I have no idea why this is going on. I'm just baffled.
All right. How many dates have you guys been on? How many times have you been out together?
Well, we've been out twice. Uh-huh. So that's the thing. Like, the first time it went so well, it was more of a group thing. You know, I had a group of my guys, and she had a group of her girls, and we're all together at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But pretty much the whole night, it was just her and I just, locked in. And so I figured, let's get together just one-on-one and get to know each other a little more. And she said yes. And so I brought her to one of my favorite bars, and it was just a great night. She's really sweet, great sense of humor. We're just laughing all night. And so I figured, maybe you want to, change the scenery, go grab a glass of wine somewhere else. And then she said, no, I want to go home. And I thought, well, okay, I guess it's getting late and that's fine. So I brought her home, and that was that. And then I tried to hit her up again. And from that point on, it was just, she was MIA, just not responding to my calls, my texts. So I just want to know what the deal is.
No, me too. Yeah. Now I feel all like involved. I want to know what's going on too. Right. Now you didn't do it. Did you like try to make a move or something? Did you tell her, do you have some weird hobby or something you talked about? Do you live like, I don't know, with your mother and her, lesbian girlfriend? Like, what's odd that came up in conversation that may have been like a big red flag?
Nothing. I don't live with my mom.
Okay.
That's good.
No, I'm pretty simple guy, low profile.
Yeah.
Nothing weird.
Yeah. No, you seem like a pretty simple guy. I mean, not simple, but just, like just normal. Like a good, you seem like a cool dude. Never mind.
You're digging in a hole.
Right.
Yeah. Let's call Danielle, shall we? That'd be a good time to do that. Okay?
Yes, please.
You're free to listen online. Just try not to say anything. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with Danielle?
This is she.
Oh, good morning, Danielle. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. That was very nice. Thank you so much for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have any questions for me, Danielle?
Who's calling?
Oh, okay. That's typically the first one.
Yeah, that's usually.
Danielle, my name is Mark Kay. I host the Big 8 Morning Mass, and I'm here with Justin, our producer.
Hi.
Hi.
We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Okay.
I take it you don't sound like you're familiar with the show at all.
No, I'm fairly familiar.
Oh, good. That's good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we wanted to talk. Yeah. No, do you have a minute to talk on the radio? Can we talk to you for just a second?
Sure.
Great. Yeah. We wanted to ask you about a guy you know named Craig. You recently went on a couple dates with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Craig.
Yes. I actually don't. I assume that's his last. Is that the guy you went out a couple times with recently?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's him. What's going on? Because he reached out to us and said, it doesn't seem like you're interested in dating him anymore, but he has a genuine interest in seeing you again.
Yeah. Well, that's sweet.
That is sweet.
That's not a good sign.
What happened? Did something happen? Is there some reason you don't think he's a good match?
He's a nice guy, and I just don't really care to see him again,
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. Is there some reason why that you can share?
I don't know. He did some weird stuff on the dates, but he was you know, kind of nice otherwise. I mean, I guess there was just really one thing in particular that kind of bothered me that was really weird.
What was that?
He went to the bathroom and he used the ladies' room.
Huh? He went to the ladies' room?
Yeah, he used the ladies' room when he went to use the bathroom.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
Listen, it was a bathroom's a bathroom. I had to go, so I just, it was a single stall.
You have him on the phone? Single room, single toilet.
It wasn't a big deal.
I don't want to do this. I didn't know you had him on the phone.
Yeah, you should listen more.
yeah.
Danielle, yes, I'm sorry. Craig's on the phone with us as well.
Okay. Hey.
Okay, Craig, did you use the ladies' room on your date?
I used a bathroom. Yeah, there was a sign that said ladies, but you know, it wasn't.
Okay, so the answer is yes. Okay. Craig, walk us through it. Why didn't you use the men's room?
Well, there was someone in the men's room taking forever. Again, right. it's not a group thing. It's just a single toilet. So there's a guy taking forever, and our date was going so well, and I didn't want to seem like I was taking forever being rude, and there was no one in the ladies' room, so I figured I'll just use it real quick. And then I could get back to Danielle.
Okay, so it was a single toilet. It was almost like your bathroom at home. There's like one toilet, one sink, lock on the door. It's not like there's a bunch of women in there doing their hair and stuff.
It's like five
no, there
stalls.
Was not like a bunch of women in there, all you know, with their pants down and whatever.
And Danielle, how did you know? Did you see him go into the ladies' room? How did you know that did he tell you?
No, he didn't tell me. Actually, when he decided to go to the bathroom, I actually thought to myself, well, I should go too. So I went back to go use the bathroom as well, and the door was, there was someone in there. So I had to wait to go in there.
Right.
So I waited, of course, thinking a woman was in there, and then as I wait, the door opens, and out comes Craig. And he's like, "Oh, hey, it's all you." And I was just
kind of
like, "What?"
Huh.
it's all you. Fist bump, walk away, go wait at the table.
Right.
And I was like, "That's so disgusting." And then I had to go, and then afterwards, you know.
Why is it gross? Why is it disgusting? I mean, if you took the signs off the doors, you wouldn't even know which is the guys and which is the girls.
That's why they have
signs there. Yeah.
Well, Craig, is this something you do often? Like when the men's room isn't free, you use the ladies' room?
No, I mean, I don't know, once before, it's not like a thing.
Right.
You know, again, if I have to use the bathroom, I don't worry about what the sign says. I mean, there's no one else in there, and I just don't understand why it's such a big issue. It's just a bathroom.
Even if there's nobody in there, it doesn't mean that there's not a woman that's going to come up and have to use it, and then it's going to be occupied, and the woman's not going to be able to go in, and I don't think that's gentlemanly of you to occupy the bathroom.
A woman like you, for example, who actually had to wait for him to finish.
A woman like me, for example, who had to wait for you to finish.
I've been to bars where the girls will go in the guy's room.
I feel like that's, for whatever reason...
That's okay?
That's okay.
But, like, him going into a girl's room, even if it's a one stall, it's not okay. Because, like, in the same thing, the girl's going into the guy's bathroom, it's just a one little stall thing.
All right, so Danielle, if he let me ask you this. If he promises to use his gender-specific restroom, would you go out with him again, or is this, like, a deal-breaker at this
point? I may.
Oh, you may? That's not a bad idea. Okay, Greg, would you go out with Danielle and, you know, stick to the men's room, like the sign with the dude on it?
Yes. I mean, yes, I've learned my lesson.
Oh, great, yay! All right, fantastic. Listen, since you guys are willing to go out again, the date's on us. Justin,
go
get me some Smoothie King gift cards and some jumbo shrimp tickets or something. We're going to figure out something nice for you guys. Hang tight. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.